I suppose we've all had the experience of working on a project, putting our heart and souls into it and really making it happen, and then have someone else get the credit, get the praise. Amen? Remember, I need a little help when I preach. We've all had that experience. We work hard and we don't get they get the credit. And we're upset. You know, we're operating on what they call a zero-sum competition. Like there's only so much of everything, and if they get some of them, there's less for me. That's kind of the situation in the first reading in the gospel that we heard today. The first reading, the 70 elders who were supposed to receive the portion of the Spirit, and two of them that weren't there, they weren't in the group, they received the Spirit too, and they said, Moses, stop them from prophesying. In the gospel, we had a similar situation. Here someone was working miracles in the name of Jesus, and the apostles said, we tried to stop them. We told them, because they're not in the in group. And the answer that Moses and Jesus said, don't stop them. Would that everyone was anointed with the Spirit and would prophesy. Whoever does any good deed, even a simple glass of water, no matter who they are, will not be denied their reward. Certainly not the zero sum, but rather the attitude of the abundance. Abundance of everything. There's more than enough for everyone. And the more we have, the more we share, the more there is for everyone. I think this has been the message of our Holy Father, especially since he became Holy Father, but here in the United States. Anybody been watching or listening to him? Hello. What do you think? Aren't you kind of proud? I mean, he's us. He's talking to us. He's come for us. Makes you proud to be who we are. It's been a while since we've been able to be proud of being Catholic. But not only are we proud, but many, many people are proud. But he's operating from this abundance. I don't know, I was watching the prayer service at the War Memorial, or I mean at the 9/11 Memorial, and they had all the religions there. And if you listen to their prayers, you know, they're all very similar. And that's what the Holy Father is saying. We don't have an exclusive, and we should support and help whoever, whatever good is being done. Who are we to limit God in the way that he wants to work in this world? Of course, we believe that the Catholic Church is established by God, by Christ and his apostles. But we're here not so that everybody's going to be Catholic, but so that we especially will be witnesses to the world, to proclaim to the world. And that's what the Holy Father is saying. We got to get out of ourselves. We have to be witnesses. To be a witness, you have to go somewhere, right? I mean, it's not much good. Well, not much good being a witness here. I mean, everybody else already believes, basically. But to be a witness, to go out, that's what he's talking about. And the the abundance of, you know, especially when he's addressing the economy and nature, you know, the interconnectedness of it. And how, you know, that second reading, I don't know about you, whenever I hear that reading, it's kind of disturbing. Amen? I mean, woe to who's rich? Well, you look around, we all are. We're all very, that's what the Holy Father is saying. And everybody says, well, the Holy Father wants to take everything from the rich and give it to the poor. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that there's enough for everybody. Nobody deserves to have nothing. And yet 1.2 billion people in our world are living near starvation. Something's wrong with the system and what causes it. It's not only the economy, but the ecology, our attitude. Are we conscious? Are we willing? You know, that second reading talks about how the wages of the people who harvest your field cry to God. Certainly the poverty in our world cries to God, to us. What are we willing to do? That was another, you know, it isn't them. He's not talking to those other people, is he? Who's he talking to? Us. At the mass at the, I think it was at in Philadelphia, because it was in Philadelphia, he talked about St. Catherine Drexel and how her life was transformed by one simple question. She was very wealthy, and their family was very generous and was already doing a great deal for the poor. And she traveled to Europe, and she had an audience with the Pope. I forget which Pope it was. And she told the Holy Father the dire circumstances of the African-American people and the Native American people in this country. And she wanted the church to do something about it. And the Holy Father simply looked at her and said, "And you? What are you going to do? Why don't you do something?" And that's a question that the Holy Father presented to, if you listen to it in Philadelphia. What are you going to do? That's the question. How am I going to make a difference in the situation in which we find the world today? To take seriously the situation with nature, the abuse of nature, how committed am I to recycling, a simple thing? Oh, but that's a lot of bother. It's much easier to throw everything away. How committed am I to helping the poor, you know, in whatever opportunities that I have? And he's not talking about just giving people money. That's what I hear a lot of my friends saying, "Oh, well, you know, you just give people money." That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about giving them the opportunity and the means to participate in the economy of the world and to benefit to themselves through their own work. But to realize that much of what's going on in the world prevents that. I think we all realize that we can do more. Amen? I mean, we do a little bit, but that question comes, and what about you? What am I going to do? What am I going to do in response to the Holy Father's visit to the United States? Are we just going to sit back and say, "Isn't that wonderful? Gee, wow, nice to listen to him and all the other people, everybody listening to him"? Or is it going to change me? Is it going to change my attitude? Is it going to open me up to the possibility, to the spirit that descends upon the 70 elders, the spirit that enabled them to prophesy? Am I open to that spirit, to be willing to prophesy by my actions, by my caring for the least of my brothers and sisters? And we don't have to go very far for that, do we? It might be in our own home. It might be in our own neighborhood. But to be other-centered, to go out from ourselves, to risk, there's always a risk involved. But that's what the Holy Father is calling us to do what we can, individually and collectively, to respond to His call to serve in a special way the least of our brothers and sisters through all the elements of nature, of ecology, the economy, and caring for the poor. Jesus made it quite clear. Whatever we do or don't do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do or don't do for Him.